Well, there are many possibilities to do so. I think it's even possible to feed 10 billion. However, what we have to look into is what is happening with our lives. And in general, we have longer lives. That means that we also have totally different nutritional needs. My company, this company in the first, I would say, more or less 100 years, was very much focused on infant nutrition. But now what we're going to see is more and more opportunities to look into, this is not an official wording, this is my wording, about the super premium senior nutrition. And that also links very much back into the way we're using raw materials from agriculture. And we're looking more and more into what these raw materials are meaning for an aging population. And another one, if you're into this game-changing debate, I think that after these price hikes we had about 2-3 years ago, definitely a lot of people, as your daughter, maybe, you know, you said, Tom, that your daughter only knew that food is coming from the internet. A lot of people now in urban centers, they do realize that it comes from somewhere else and not just from the Tetra brick. And I think that we are able, with these facts, to reposition again agriculture into many heads of consumers in urban centers. And we will have more and more consumers living in urban centers, that's for sure. So therefore, an efficient way of feeding these people and an efficient way to link agriculture by the end to nutrition, to health and wellness is absolutely paramount. We haven't done that. We are still in the silos where we're looking at agricultural input, agricultural output, delivering to the food industry, putting in on the shelves of the retailers, and each one has another message. But by the end, it's not about each one's message. It's about really going into a mode where we see that, in fact, nutrition, preventive nutrition also for a longer life and a healthier life is absolutely important. Because we're looking into healthcare systems that are not sustainable today. So we have to link this back into where it's coming from, and this is agriculture, and this is input. And I think here we are in a more an input-driven audience, and I think that is where we will find the solution to please really the consumers of the future. But we can do it, definitely.